Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bezham BPW share number 132 by explaining the share for women's share number 132. In the men's share, we gave the shiurim of what we're going to discuss now, which is the subject is a wife's top three sex needs, meaning three needs that based on surveys that wives reported that are true deep needs pertaining to the physical intimate relationship. So logically, it makes a lot of sense to give the shiurim over to the husbands so they should be aware of it to fulfill their wives' needs. So the question arises, why do we present this on the wife's side to explain what most wives stereotypically feel their needs are? And the answer to that question is, number one, is to listen to it and see if these needs resonates with you particularly. In many cases, it will. And the purpose of this is not to be judgmental and to point the finger and say, hey, you see, these are needs, and you've heard these shiurim, or you know about it, and you're not fulfilling my needs in a judgmental way. That has no purpose. Rather, the purpose is that when a wife does everything she can to fulfill his needs in a healthy way and do everything that she can in her work, then yes, she should, together with her husband, express what her true needs are so he could understand it, work towards it in order to satisfy you. That's number one. Number two is like we said, that very often we talk about the stereotypical male and female personality, but very often it's the other way around. In other words, it could very likely be in many marriages where these needs that we're discussing now that are typically wives' needs, female needs, in your marriages, some of them, the husband has those type of needs. And that's another reason why we're bringing it up here. So the idea being is like this. Many surveys took place on what women really feel they need pertaining to sexual intimacy. Most women inherently want to have a great sexual relationship with their husband. And the three top needs for women were what we call affirmation, connection, and non-sexual touch. So when a husband says to his wife how beautiful she is, that's affirming her as an example. Or the fact that he commits to daven always for her welfare, or to call her, touch base with her during the day to see how she's doing, that's the connection part of it. They're holding hands sometimes together. That's the non-sexual touch aspect to it. We discussed in the husband's side how it's very important to fulfill these needs. Affirmation is the idea of him telling you, thank you, you did a great job, you're a good mother, and I love you, and I appreciate you. And all of these things. Now, wife listening to this, there's nothing wrong. You know, as long as it's not judgmental and you're having a discussion about it, that you want your husband to work on this with you, to work on his character with this, and to work on affirming you more in a healthy way that will give you more goodwill towards him. Everyone needs to build their own self-esteem. That's true. But it helps a lot when your husband's there supporting you. It does build your self-esteem, and that's a healthy thing. So his giving you genuine compliments, his actively listening to what you're saying, his giving you an opportunity to slow down from your busy pace of life, saying complimentary things about you, even in front of certain family members where you'll feel good that he's saying this, him encouraging you when you're feeling discouraged. So affirmation means that he's saying what you're doing is right. He's overlooking some of the negative things that you have in your character that you're working on, but he does his best to overlook them and reminding himself that ultimately I appreciate you for what you do and what you are. So all of you listening here and understanding that affirmation is so important to you, you have to realize with some men, affirmation is very important to them too. So yes, a wife needs to hear how beautiful she is from her husband, how much she satisfies her husband. Husband needs to say all this. Very many women are insecure about their own body image, and no matter how old or young they are, comparing themselves unnecessarily and stupidly to other women. And he needs to reassure her that he's the one for her, and he has to develop a shmiras einayim and all of this. But again, even though typically this is a need on the female side, for many husbands, they may not admit it often. They seem very masculine, that, wow, this is something I don't really need. But many of them do need that affirming as well. They need that healing touch. They need that softer side to heal and to activate their best potential. The connection goes without saying. This is connection, by the way, is a strong need that husbands also said is an equal need for them. The connectivity with each other. So, to bring an example over here, you know, it's a secular couple. You have the mother, she works, she's a business lady, she works, and she had a rough day at work, and her mother called about bad news about her friend's health, and she arrived home, she was stressed and tired and depressed, she pulls into the driveway, she sees her husband, her name, let's say, is Julia, his name is Ben. He's working on an old car that he has in the garage. So she pulls into the driveway. She grabs a briefcase, gets out of the car. He says, "Hi, sweetie," in a very pleasant way. "How are you?" She says, "Hi," in a bland way. He kisses her. "How was your day?" She says, "It's horrible. It was a horrible day." And he goes, "That's not good. I'm sorry to hear that. Let's talk about it over dinner." With that, he gives her a kiss again, goes back to his garage, you know, just to finish up with his car, whatever he's doing. She walks into the house and she's thinking to herself how much she loves and appreciates her husband, Ben. And every night it was the same routine. He'd stop, asked how he was doing, kissed her, asked her how was her day. He used to say, "Let's talk it over dinner." And during the meal, they would share the events of their day. They would unwind together. And later they would snuggle on the couch and watch the news or whatever it is. What's interesting is this also a misconception. Married people have better sex than in other types of relationships. But there's no better way to achieve that great sexual experience with one another and life together than by binding oneself to an equally committed mate. The connection here. A key to a wife, generally speaking, her sexual excitement, her responsiveness sexually, her ability to initiate sex, is the strong connection to her heart of her husband connecting to her in an emotional way and in a spiritual way as well. And then the physical connection could come to the fore. So when a husband emotionally connects to his wife, he is preparing her for sexual intimacy. Again, we're bringing this up here because for many of your husbands, even though stereotypically they're more visually oriented, and they don't need much to get themselves going sexually. Based on their seeing you, they'll right away get aroused. But for many men, it's not the case. For many men, they have that female type aspect to them where some of them do need that emotional connection to open up. See, so it's not always stereotypical. And that's why we bring it up here. He needs to understand, and you explain to her, you explain to your husband, "I'll connect with you when you check in with me by telling I love you and I'm thinking about you. I feel connected to you when you talk about all these things and when you know, you touch in a non-sexual way sometimes. We do activities together. We walk together. We hang out together. You show that you care about me. And then I'll open up physically." You explain this to your wives. Generally speaking, it's like that. Women draw their wives into the physical relationship while a woman draws a man into the emotional relationship. And you need both. And you need both. But again, we're saying it over here because there are many husbands, even though it's not stereotypical, where they are not so visually oriented. Or they worked on their, you know, I'm talking about someone, people who worked on their Shmiras Einayim, but still the husband sometimes also, they have that nature. They may not respond right away physically. They need that emotional connection. And if your husband has that personality, it's very important to work on that also to develop that emotional connection with him. Non-sexual touch, that's a biggie, because sometimes a wife is willing to be sexual later in at night or later when she's more relaxed. But right now, the way she relaxes is that hug, that kiss, that cuddling that doesn't necessarily lead at this moment to physical intimacy of a sexual nature. And that's very important. And again, don't judge your husbands. It's very hard for men to differentiate between the two. By nature, it's very hard for them to recognize the difference between sexual and non-sexual touch, and it's hard for them to figure out what you need. Now, this is a typical thing that happens. They start cuddling by a couch or whatever it is. They're alone, and holding hands. They both feel great about it. But then he goes one step further. He doesn't mean anything by that. Usually just it's coming out of love and interest and excitement. And then he tries to get a little more sexual. You're not ready for it at the moment. Very often you would freeze, because right now is not the time. I only want this right now. Maybe later in the night, yeah. Then we'll do the sexual stuff. But right now I just want, and usually the response is, don't touch me. I told you, what are you doing? Men, very often they get hurt and they get confused by this. It's not because they're being mean. It's not because they're being one-minded track animals or anything like that. But this is the way they're wired, that when they have that affection physically, it leads to sexual interest much quicker than by a woman, generally speaking. So he needs to be trained and he needs to learn. Then the wives need to explain to them, I want you to touch me and I like being cuddled and being held, holding hands and all that. But right now, I don't want it to lead to sex. We could do that later. We'll work, you know, and you work with each other later tonight, yes, but right now not, right? So that's the idea, to understand how many wives appreciate a hug, a touch, a kiss, holding hands. Any physical sign is very important to many women. Husbands need to give that to their wives, but again, non-sexual in meaning that it shouldn't lead, it's not foreplay touch. And it's hard for men to differentiate between the two. If you get into the mood while you're doing this and you're alone and you guide his hand to go further, fine. Sometimes you would want that. But sometimes right now you do not want that. And when your relationship is healthy, you could communicate to each other. Not right now, and he won't get insulted and won't get hurt. But right now, it's not for now. And he needs training with this. He needs understanding to understand the differentiation between the two. But that's a very important need for women very often. Example, say this often, let's say, it's a Friday. It's a long Friday at night, okay? And you all finished the meal already, but it's still very quite early. He did whatever his Seder. Now you're just relaxing. You're sitting on the couch. You have a cover, you know, that's covering the both of you. But she's reading a Mishpacha magazine or learning something, reading an English book. He's looking into a Sefer or looking into an English thing. And under the covers, they're both holding hands. Well, he's stroking her hand or vice versa. It's a wonderful thing. It's a point of connectivity. And that brings a warmth and a closeness that later they'll be intimate. Right now, though, it's not necessary to be intimate. Husband, sometimes he needs training on this. He needs, right now is not the right time to go further with this, even though no one's seeing and no one's looking. You know what I'm saying? If you're both interested in it and you could want to go a little further, fine. But usually it's not the case. You just want that non-sexual connectivity right now of the warmth of the touching and that affection. And men need to understand it and to train themselves to differentiate between the two. And an open communication between the two of you with this can work tremendous wonders in helping the situation tremendously. So that's very, very important. And again, there's a twofold reason why we talk about these needs here, even though it's technically a husband's job to do this for his wife. Number one is not to be judgmental about it if he doesn't understand these things right away initially, but to work out a healthy, loving communication. You do everything on your part as a wife towards him, and then you do have a right And it is healthy to talk about what your needs are so he could learn and understand and get better at it. That's number one. And number two, like we just said, there are many men that are not stereotypical as men, and they have these needs too. Not all men. Some men don't need this so much, but many men, some of your husbands, they need the non-sexual touch too. They need the hugging, they need the cuddling, and they don't necessarily want it to lead to sex right now. Believe it or not, some men are like that. They need that emotional warmth first to get into it. Again, it's not stereotypical, but there are many men that are like that. So those are the twofold reasons why we talk about a wife's needs stereotypically in a wife's share, even though technically the husbands need to hear this more, and we do explain it to the husbands, but for the women it's very important, both to healthily communicate these needs to their husbands, so that they know what they need to do and they could work through it because they love you. And secondly, because sometimes this could actually be a husband's need as well, even though stereotypically it's not the case, and to work towards that end. Bracha v'atzlacha.